We're holding in Perek Shvus Adayonim, Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis, and we're just going to begin the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hechi Mashpi'inan, like how exactly is a Shvuat Adayonim, which we've been referring to so far in terms of Meida B'Mikta, although of course there are other Shvuas that are Nishvayim in Beis Din, including Shvuas HaShomrim. So, but how do we do a Shvuat Adayonim? We actually are mashbiahim with the same way that we find that Avram Avinu was a mashbiah, because Avram Avinu tells Eliezer, his Eved, mashbiacha b'Hashem Elohei HaShamayim. So apparently what we thought that Rav meant, and it's very interesting that we never looked at this as a raya before, what Rav meant was that we need to use the Shem Hashem, as opposed to Kinuyim. It's like we said, Shvuat Hashem. So we darshaned before, we had a machlokas, it was a major machlokas, whether it's you can use Kinuyim or whether it's after Shvuat Hashem. Rav seems to be saying, well, if you take a look at the Shvuah that Avram Avinu made, it used the Shem Hashem, which is fascinating because we never looked to this as a riot before, to the story in the Torah as a riot to whether you're supposed to use the Shem Hashem. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, so does that mean that Rav essentially is telling us that we paskin like Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi, who says the Amar Bein on Shem HaMiuchad, and that's what he was coming to address? Amar Lehi, no. He said to him, that's not the point that Rav is making. Afil Tamer Abona. It could well be that he was a Rabbon and the Amri Bekinuim. They're the Rabbin, after all. Why would we be a Rabbi Chalik on them? He wasn't coming to address Bechlal, the shame. The shame, that's a different issue. That's dependent on whether we learn it out of the way Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi learns it out, or we just learn it out from itself, as the Rabbon had taught it before. All that Rav was talking about was the Nafkamina Tzorech Latfusi Chetze B'yadi. The point over there was, is that nowhere in the Torah does it say, except by Avram Avinu, nowhere does it specify that you have to be holding in your hand a chepetz of kedusha. Just said, we always talk about shvuki afli. It's always a question of language. The fact, though, that Avram Avinu makes Eliezer hold bris mila as a siman of kedusha means that you can't just take a shvua with your words. You have to actually be attached to a chepetz of kedusha. So therefore, what Rav is saying is that any shvuas adayanim tzarech latfusei chepetz b'yadei. You have to have a chepetz of kedusha in your hand, and this is, as Rav has said, that this is mamish, the pashtus of Rav's maimer. And Rav has said anybody who misunderstands Rav's maimer, anybody, a dayan, who thinks that what Rav was trying to say was that you have to use the same words that Avraham Avinu used, that said Hashem Elokei HaShamayim, and not be noke the chepetz. It's like a mistake, because as we said before, a mistake in a psak of even the Amoraim. If it's a clear-cut mimer, it's like a ta'abid bar mishnah. It's not procedurally correct, and since it's not procedurally correct, the din is that in such a case, the halacha, the psak of the bezdin doesn't stand. You'd have to go back and redo the case. Of course. The Choser. The Hilchata. And Ravis and Raflapa says, Hai Dayana Dishava B'Tfilin. Furthermore, a Dayan who uses Tfilin as the Chepachal Kedusha is also Nasek Mishatov B'Dvar Mishnah. Because the fact is that when Avram Avinu insisted on using Bris Mila, it was the maximal level of Kedusha that was available to them. So Mamela, that means you have to also use the maximal level of Kedusha, which is the Sefer Torah itself. You can't just have the guy hold tefillin. Now the halacha, however, is not like that. The halacha is kabasi de rava. The halacha is like rava that you do need a chef to show Kedusha. But less elkosa kabasi de rafapa. You don't pass a like rafapa that it has to be dafka be a Sefer Torah. Elkosa kabasi de rava. The halonoki chef to be yodek. The din will be chozer because he didn't have any chepetz of kedusha in his hand. But less yochasek of us of papa. not just Hepzibiyah. As far as Papa's Pesach is concerned, that's not true. Because he had him, the Dayan in that case, had him hold Tefillin, and Tefillin is as good as Mila is. But the truth is that L'chatchila, as we'll see, we really do require, at least of someone who isn't the Talmud Chacham, we do require them to hold the Sefer Torah, because Amar doesn't relate to the nature of Chepzesh of Kedusha the same way the Talmud Chacham does. Therefore, the halacha, the shvua, there's number of differences in the Talmud Chacham. Say, the halacha is that a shvua is mu'umad. So you just make the person stand. But the Talmud Chacham can take a shvua to the yonim miyushad. He can even be sitting down. A shvua requires a Sefer Torah, l'chatchila, whereas for a Talmud Chacham, it's enough even l'chatchila, b'tchili. So, Rav Papa was not correct in demanding more than a level of a chepetz shel kedusha. Tana Rabbana.
How do they do it today?
I'm glad you asked. We don't do it today. Because we have stopped, and it's unclear what period precisely it was stopped, but the Rishonim already speak about that we no longer use. Even Rashi brings over here, but I mean, even before him, it's brought that we no longer make these type of shvuas because people are too makel on shvuas, and we'll see in the Gemara today that a shvua is goring terrible things for the whole world. So we can't allow somebody to take advantage of it like that. And therefore, what we do, Rashi brings what we do is, which is not what we do in modern Sakhalin. Rashi says what we do is, and so the other Rishonim also bring, is that we put a cherem chomor on somebody who would be saying something that isn't true. L'maisa, we don't even do that because the cherem is also shares in the onesh of shvua. And so today we demand a compromise of some kind. The standard compromise of the Bezdin here in Yerushalayim is that when somebody is chayav a shvua, he compromises at a one-third payment. One-third payment of what the kira is. Again, I mean, obviously it's up to the judge depending on his feelings about the case, but they force a pshara in order to avoid. We're talking about money.
I'm saying, so today they would say, on top of the half, they give an additional one-third.
Yeah, obviously. It's moda on the half.
Yeah, that's
on this. Tana Rabbanan. Shvu'at ha-dayanim af-hibil shana ne'emra. Shvuat HaDayanim is also said in its Lashon. Now, we have no idea what this means. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask, what in the world is that supposed to mean? But anyway, the Seder is Omrim Lo. We tell a person who's going to make the Shura, we tell him, Habi Yodea, you should know, Shekol Olam Kolo Nizda'azaf, B'sha'ah She'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sinai Lo Tisat Shem HaShem HaLokech L'Shav. The entire world shook. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said those words. Later on, the Gemara is going to go through this whole Brice and analyze it word for word. So let's just first hear it. And the other averts, but we read in the Yud Gimel Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menake avonot. But kan lemar lo yenake Hashem. B'kol averot shebatorah nifraim imenu. Normally a person has an onesh himself, but kan imenu imishpachto. Here, his family is also punished. Shenemar, al titene picha lachtiet bisarecha. Vein bisaro elakrovo. A bosser of a person is his relative. Shenemar, umibsarcha. And here the reference is not to your own literal flesh, but mibsarcha loti ta'alam. You should not turn your face from those who are members of your family. This is the pasuk of halo prosul lura av lachmecha. Aniim rudim tavibayit to give tzedakah. It's obviously mibsarcha loti ta'alam in the context is a reference to the need to take care of your own family and to recognize that that's certainly chesed. A lot of people ignore their family, they do chesed for other people. So after telling us all of the things that a person should do, so Yeshayahu points out that, you know, that doesn't come at the expense of your family. So here it would mean, therefore, lachatiyat b'sarecha means chas v'shalom that a person's family is destroyed by making shvuat shechet. And furthermore, it's not only your family. Chol averot nifraim imenu, but kan imenu mikol olam kulo. Over here, there's also an onish on the entire world. Again, later the Gemara is going to ask what's the naftamina between the family and the world. Then the family was included in the world. So we'll see there's different dargas. And how do we know? Because Olam Kol, because it says Allah v'kachash. We actually had this drasha before. So there it says Allah v'kachash v'ratzoach v'ganov and so on. And then it describes how the whole earth is going to be destroyed. It's Allah of la'aretz. So the next piece seems to have been drawn in here by accident. In other words, we were quoting the whole sugya, so it brought in that we had this in Kiddushin. Ema'a David lulakulu, maybe Allah has to include kachash ratzoach, na'ov, ganov, and so on, all of the things in the pasuk before it affects the world. And the Gra, in fact, takes this whole piece out. And there the Gemara answered, so we might as well quote it here, lo sakataitach. No, you don't need all of these to destroy the earth, because we have another pasuk that says, mipnei Allah alone, meaning just Allah, just the union of Shvua, of la'aretz. It also says, al kein ta'avel ha'aretz bumlal kol yoshev ba. Furthermore, we find that it says also, al kein ta'avel ha'aretz, a reference to the Shvua. So apparently Shvua alone wipes out the earth. B'chol avirot shabat Torah yesh lo zchut tolim lo. You can have sometimes that a schus will be told of one generation, two generations, three generations. Kan yifrayim en alah out there. Here there's no nesias ovein. The klola of for a shvua, a sheker, is immediate. Where do we see that? From the whole story in Zechariah about the Megillah. So Zechariah sees the Megillah Afa. Flying, of course, is always a remez to, you know, it's flying, it's getting there quickly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, this is a sign of Hotseitiyah, no Hashem Tzvakot. I've already taken it out. It's on its way. The missiles are coming. Because where is it going? Hotseitiyah Uva, it's on its way and it's coming. El Beit HaGanav, El Beit HaNishba, Bishmila Sheker. Velana Betoch, you think it's just going to smash into the house. It's going to bury itself in the house all around the place and will eat it out to nothing. V'chalato, v'teitzav, v'tavanav, even the stones will be melted away ultimately. So this means hotseitia la'alter. Immediately it's hotse. Uva'al beit haganav, but it says beit haganav, it doesn't mean literally haganav. It's in the same context of Shmila Sheker. It's referring to gonev dat habriot, where what happens is he doesn't have any momon etzel chavero, but he makes him swear. The toano mashbio, so he doubles the value. So he figures, okay, the guy, he's not going to want to swear. So he'll pay me already. So in such a case, or al beit hanishba b'shmila sheker, that's kemash ma'ot. He really, the person swears falsely. So notice, this is both sides. This is both sides of it. The guy who makes someone swear, or the guy who has to swear and swears the sheker. The lana b'toch beito, the chalotto etekstavet avanav, halamadita, dvorim she'ine shumai mechalim otam, shua sheker mechalai otam. You can have stone. Stone, normally in a war, the rubble remains. But over here it says the stones won't remain, the rubble won't remain. It'll vaporize everything that you've got. So shua sheker is mechalai otam. Im amar eni nishba, the guy says, forget it. I didn't swear, are you crazy? So then, potrinoto miyad, we write up his den, you owe this amount of money, scram. We don't give him an opportunity to change his mind. So the Bezdin Paskin's on the spot, but you don't want to swear, this is what you owe, we'll go bring it to Hotzah Lepal. V'imamar hareini nishba, if he says, no, listen, I'm going to swear anyway. Omdim sham omrim zavazah, so the people turn to each other and they say, let's get out of here. Suruna mi'ala le'an hashim ha'reshaim ha'ela, let's get out of here. That's what we said by Ayol of Kerah. Shemashbiim oto omrim lo, when we make that shvua, as we already said before, we tell him, havi yodea shlo da'atcha no mashbiim otcha, el adat ha'makom ve'adat beitin, shekein matzinu b'moshe Rabbeinu, ki shishbiat Yisrael amar lehen, du'u, shlo da'atchem ani mashbiatchem, el adat ha'makom ve'adati. Shenemak, again, as I said, I'm going through this fast, because we're going to go through each thing separately. Lo yitchem levatchem, and we darshan, in fact, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, lo yitchem levatchem, anochi koreit et habrit hazot, v'yata Allah hazot. So that was the shvua. Ki at asher yeshno po, en li'alo, tamo, v'im al har Sinai. So yeshno po means those who are standing at har Sinai, dorot ha'vaim, and gerim ha'atidim l'itgayer minayim, Talmud omar v'atasher einenu. En li'ala mitzvah shekiblu aleyem mi'har Sinai. Maybe this is only the mitzvahs that were there at Har Sinai. How about the mitzvahs that will be for Chodesh Adar, like Mikra Megillah, minayim? Talmud omar kimu v'kiblu ha'yudim, kimu ma'ashe kiblu v'var. So clearly there was already a remez that they would be Mekayim mitzvahs Kriyas Megillah. Now, let's start at the beginning. Okay. Started off with the word. We're going to go through each thing.
In general, all these horrible things about Shavuot, it doesn't say clearly. It seems obvious that this is for people who take the Shavuot.
No. And we'll go through. I'm going to talk about it. Okay, so let's start. We started off by saying, Af hi b'lshono nemra. It too was said in its own. What's that supposed to mean? It's not. Elu ne'amarin b'chol lashon. Parashat Sota, Vidui Maaser, Kriyat Shema, Tvila, Birkat HaMazon, Shvuat HaEidut, Shvuat HaPikadon. So it does not mention Shvuat HaDayanim in the Mishnah and Sota. Nonetheless, comes along out of Brayta and says, by the way, Afi, Bilshona, Nemra. So what he's saying is, you should know that Shvuat HaDayanim is also said in its own Lashon, whatever is the Lashon that the person will understand. And thus there's why indeed then did we not include it in the Mishnah. And he says that apparently there's each one of these as a Kiddush that you wouldn't have known from the other, whereas the Majishwas Adayanim can be derived from the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah between Shvas Ha'edas and Shvas HaPikadon. There's a fascinating psak, I mean it's the way he learned the sugya, the Rimigash learns the sugya, just the opposite of all the other Rishonim. That over here, Afi Bilshona means Dafka in its Lashon. So it's different than the other Shavuos, and it has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, like the other part of the Mishnah in Sota. Some are Ne'amarim B'chol Lashon, and some are Ne'amarim only B'Lashon, in the Lashon that it says in the Pasuk. Apparently he has the other part of the Mishnah. And the Rambam, because the Rambam who was Makabal in Rimigash and the Riv, I mean, that's his, so he says Rabotenu, he brings that how a Rabbein Patskin the opposite, the in Roi Lismoch outside. So therefore, what we do is we explain the Shvuah in English or in whatever language, and then have the Shvuah itself taken in as we've translated that way, Yotze, Tzak of the Rimigash. And the way Rama brings it, he was Makabal from his Rabbah's side. Omar Ma. Now, the next thing we said was, Omrim lo haviyadeh shkalolom kolon nizda'aza'a b'sha'a shamara kadosh baruch hu lo tisa shem eshav nevokech l'shav. Now, my time, what is it that caused the world to shake? I mean, is it because it was on Har Sinai? I mean, the Yetzer HaDibros were all, I mean, the whole Yetzer HaDibros, the world was shaking. I mean, you could say that if that's the reference that it's saying nizda'aza'a, I mean, that you can say the same thing about Shabbos. I mean, it's not. You can say the same thing about somebody who isn't Mechabit his parents. I mean, the whole world was Nizdazan. Obviously, we're talking about something Yuchan over here. So that can't be what the reference is to. So then why is it? See, I mean, Bishum Mityad Bisinai, the whole Etzra Dibra is Namisyad. And Bishum the Chamira must be because it's very Chomor. So it was a special shape. Well, is that true? Mi Chamira? I mean, doesn't seem from the Mishnah that it's chomer than everything else. It's not Elohim HaKalot. We're talking over here about the inyanim of the what things are mitchaper, the different seder of kapora, and it says in the Brayta, actually this should be about Tanya because it's really a Brayta. So it says over there in the Gemara in Yuma, Elohim HaKalot Esev Elotase, and every Esev Elotase, even though Lotisa, you would think Lotisa Shemir Okecha is a Lotasa. It's not. Kalot doesn't include Lotas, Lotisa Shemir Shemir Okecha Shab. Chamurot includes Krisos, Mises Besit, and Lotisa. So yes, it's true it's Chomer, but it's not Chomer than the Mises Besit and then the Krisos. So you might as well say for Shabbos, the whole world Shab. Ella Kiriktani Taimel, you're right. It's indeed not because we're saying it's Chomer. It's because kol averot shavat Torah ne'emar ben v'nake, v'kan ne'emar lo yinake. So that itself is the svara. In other words, we're saying kol olam kulo nizdaza, it's connected to the next piece. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be menake, that oven It means that it's extremely chamor.
Just shaking with rage
that he can't let it out? Yeah, well, yeah. Does that just means that it made a horrific impact?
But there would be more of an impact if there was revenge, if there was a result.
I'm trying. Lo yinakeh means that you shouldn't be fired. Lo yinakeh means that you will not be cleansed.
Right,
so you're going to, chas v'shalom, the person will get it. Says the Gemara, but that's not even true. What do you mean? Kol avirot shepatara lo nevarim lo yinakeh. I mean, it says lo yinakeh, nakeh lo yinakeh. I mean, so you can say every single aver in the Torah. It says lo yinakeh. That's in the Yod Gimel Midas. So what's the difference between every aver and Shavua Shav? No, that's a different lo yinakeh. Because take a look at the context. It says nakeh lo yinakeh. I mean, does that make sense? So humi boile de Reb Elazar. Then Reb Elazar on a look, but the pasuk makes no sense. You can't say it means literally the nakeh. Shekvar nema lo yinakeh. You can't say literally that the midah is not the nakeh. Shekvar nema the nakeh. Okay, so obviously the way it's set up it forces you to say that minakeh le shavim veino minakeh le sheinan shavim. So if someone does teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can actually be minakeh the oven. Of course, there is referring also teshuvah and Yom HaKippurim and so on. And there still is an inyan of gomrim lo hakafora and other things, but when it comes to shvua shav, there it doesn't help. Even if he's a shav, there's no complete minaket. And kol avirot shabat Torah nifraim imen. The next thing we said was that other averes are only nifra from him. Vikan mimenu mimishpachto. But is that true? The kol avirot shabat Torah mimishpachto lo. Are we indeed so sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish family members for an avera? It says beferish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Kolola that if somebody is they're talking about Moloch, but even so, I mean, it's not Shvu Hashav, and it says that it'll be an avera kineged the entire mishpacha. So what's so unique about Shavua then? V'tanya Om Rabbi Shimon, im hu chata mishpachto machatat, and Rabbi Shimon explains it. What's the pshat? You shouldn't say it's something about the molach miuchad. It's that en lecha mishpacha lomar lecha. The point of the pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, en lecha mishpacha sheyesh ba moches, she'en kulam mochsin. A family that tolerates in it a moches, a guy who collects taxes where he's not supposed to, and his mechayev people shelo kedin. Such a family covers; they're all considered to be accessories of the fact. They're all mochsim, and if there's listim in the family, they're all listim. V'deshem mechapim alav. Obviously, it doesn't mean literally the entire family. But it means it's an enormous look. They're not handing him in. They're not calling the cops. Okay, so basically, they're covering for him. So if that's the case, there's an onus on all of them. So how come here you're saying it's miyuchat, that all other averes do not affect the family, and here it does affect the family? So answers the Gemara, there's a big difference. Hasam b'dina achrina, over there they get pur anut, right? But the pur anut are accessories of the crime, pur anut. But it's not that they're being punished for being covers for him. But not that his crime causes them punishment, but their lack of taking care of it is the punishment. But over here, it's his own shvua sheker. The onish on the shvua sheker is chal on them. That's a different idea. And that's, of course, a much more chomor din. So Hasan Medina Achorina over there, they get a separate din for being mechapim. Whereas Hacha Medina Didei, over here, they will suffer the onish of shvua. Why indeed does it say in that same pasuk v'samti aniyet panai bishahu uvemishpachto, and then it says v'ichrati oto? So what's that oto? Matamud loma? It's just a v'ichrati, because l'vishenema v'samti panai. So you would think yochol kol ha'mishpacha kula v'hikarei. The point is, if I just mentioned v'ichrat. So then it would go on all the above. The same thing is, but I be shahu be mishpachto. Therefore, we want to make it clear there's two different dinim. Samti and it's panai. Yes, I'm going to be angry. But the Echati Oto, I'm not going to be Machayev everybody as if they're over the Molech. It's only he was over the Molech. Mashenkin by Shvua, it's that there's a direct impact of the ownership of the Shvua itself on the family. Talmudomer Oto, Oto Beikare, Tokol HaMishpacha Kola Beikare. Then we said, Kol HaVirot Shabbatorah Nifraim Mimenu. Bekan Mimenu, Umikol HaOlam Kulo. Bekol HaVirot Shabbatorah, is that true? That what, the world is not affected and isn't nenash on the Averas? Any Avera? I mean, doesn't it say the Feresh v'kashlu ish ba'achid? That each person is going to fail because of what his friend does. And there it says, we darshan, that means ish ba'achid, not literally the description of people shooting at each other mistakenly in war. It's talking about ish ba'avon achid. Malam shekol Yisrael arei bim zeh bezeh. So you see from there that everyone is responsible for the other one's sins, which means that on every Avera, the entire world is impacted. Yes, a big difference. Hatan, sheyesh biyadam mimchot v'lo michu. Over there, the point is that they could have been mocheh. So their onesh is the fact that they couldn't, they weren't mocheh when they could have been mocheh. That's the thing. Hashenkin over here, the impact of the chet itself is goring hashchasa to the world, as opposed to the other inyanim, where it's only because you could have done something about it, so you're nenash on not doing something about it. Because again, it's certainly an onesh that is much more kal, as Tosis points out. I mean, the Gemara could have said here that it's the same as I said before, that over here is bedin akal. But ultimately, the reason it's bedin akal is because it's the onesh on sheyesh b'yadam l'mchot. Now, that's not so posh, by the way. Not everybody agrees that that's the point here, because clearly we have three levels, don't we? In other words, we have the person, we have the mishpachto, and then we have the world. You can't say that there's only two levels. There's gonna have to be three levels. And the mitzvah of the Gemara doesn't go through precisely what it means. We'll see, even though the Gemara's gonna raise the issue, it leaves it, as the Mashar points out, it leaves it very unclear and doesn't tell us the dargas, but I mean, there seems to be a difference between the darga of being mechaseh, mechapeh alav, which is accessories to the crime, and the darga of not going out of your way to be mocha in someone, that really, in the way we would say it in modern parlance, is some of your dumb business. Now, since the b'nei mishpachto are more actively involved, so there's really three dargas over here. So, in other words, it turns out that there's clearly a difference between Rishoyim, in other words, the ones who didn't do anything about it and could have in his family, and Rishoyim in the Alma. And what's the difference between the Tzaddikim de Mishpachto, meaning the people who couldn't have avoided anything, and the Tzaddikim de Alma, who were not in a position to be Mocha? So, the Lechora, we have to say, Ma'ikah ben Rishoyim de Mishpachto, Rishoyim de Alma, ben Tzaddikim de Mishpachto, the tzaddikim the alma. So we'll have to say that who Bishara beirot in other things besides Shvuah. See, he has his din. The Rishayim of his mishpacha that are mechapeh on him are in a din which is more chamor for the chipui. Rishayim the alma is bedin hakal for the not being mocha. But tzaddikim, who couldn't have been mocha, or who couldn't have done anything about it, ben mishpachto, would be unaffected completely, because there's no direct impact of his avera on them. Mashenkin gabi shvua, hu v'rasha'im de mishpacha al kedine. Over there, his mishpacha is impacted directly by his chait. Whereas the rasha'im de alma, bedin chamur, as if it would be mechase, the accessories of the fact. And Tzaddikim, who couldn't have done anything, but when it comes to Shvuah, there's still a din hakal on them that remains of the impact of his chit.
Even though
we mean Tzaddik in the sense of being in a position to prevent it. Yeah. And this, of course, leads to the next issue, which I think Rabbeinu asked before. Imamar eni nishba potrina do miyan, the imamar hareni nishba, which implies that something wrong is being done. Ask the Gemara, I mean, understand. They're fine. A guy who's going to swear the sheker. So obviously, we'd want to turn away from him. But we make this a statement about everybody, including the one who, the guy who's owed money. He comes to court. And now we're saying, Sur Namiya, and everybody's turning away from him like he's a Rasha. So, what's he supposed to do? And this means, Kiritanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Tarfon Omer, Shvuat Hashem Tiyah Bein Shnehem. Mamamit Shechala Shvuat Shnehem. This means that the Shvua is Chal on both of them. Now, Lemaisa, we have a very important Machlokas Rishonim. And there's a lot of people lining up on this issue. Is how to understand. Now, Gos Maimon brings down, he brings it down basically about Machlokas, the Shita Tzorkin Otam, the Shita Tzorkin. But there's a lot of discussion about this. What does it mean, Shvat Hashem Tiyah Ben Shnehem? Some learn that either way, this is Rav Meir Tam Shita, either way, you're going to be nitpas in the Shvua. Because Lemaisa, it sounds like very much like a getter of Megagel Yisrus HaYadei Zakai V'Chobah HaYadei Chayav, the way he puts it. Somebody who got into business with a person in this fashion, who allowed himself to be involved with a Russia that could be Shavnishpah HaShekher, and he had to come to a matzav in which he's Mashbiyan and Bezdin, so then that person clearly has part of the responsibility. There's something wrong with him that he was Nichshal in such a person. And a good person doesn't get into a business like that. And obviously the Rosh. And so both are connected at all times. The Shita Tzosus is that the Shvua is an interesting interrelationship. It's like Harry Potter and Voldemort. Right? In other words, if you're using the same wand, then basically it grabs both of you. So somebody is going to get hurt over you, is the Pshat. What's that?
An aspect of the interrelationship between people and martial arts.
Maybe it's a thing. So Bein Shnehem, that's a chart. One of them is making the Shvua, the other guy, he's standing to the side. They're interrelated through the Shvua. So we can't say, well, let's turn away from the guy who's being Nishpa. If the person made him swear, and he was swearing the Emes, so for making him swear, you're going to be Chayav. Somebody is going to be bearing this Ovayim. We don't know who it is, but just get the H out of here. We don't have anything to do with this. This is a disaster. It doesn't matter who's right, which is very much the union of Machlokas in general. It doesn't matter who's right. It's the Machlokas we don't want to get near. Not the Chat Surinami on Hashima. What do we care who's right? The Machlokas itself is so dangerous that we don't want to be attached to it. And anybody involved in it is all I ever say. So which is, of course, a completely different idea. And the Nafkamina is a tremendous Nafkamina. Is there, in fact, an Inyan not to be Nishba, even Ba'emes? I mean, we know the Minag is that most people who are Zohir, to say, I'd rather pay, I'm not going to be Nishba. But I mean, it makes the entire, and the Chassam Sofer has like this massive, and that's what by the Hungarian, I mean, this is the, you know, Technish Ru is like, no matter what, even if everything's absolutely endless, that's how they learn this whole sugya. It doesn't matter if it's even the endless. Because he was very mocked, that's how he learned the sugya. And it's not, doesn't seem that it really makes sense. How does the Torah makes this a way in which people do dinim worse than that? The Chachomim, I mean, obviously at the time they didn't have the same feelings we had. Because the Chachamim were misakid a Shvua the Rabbanan, a Shvua's Hesed. I mean, it's crazy to be misakid something that these people can't use. I mean, to defend themselves, no one will be able to get money, doesn't make any sense. It must have been that wasn't the way that people related to it at one point. And as I mentioned to you earlier, there has definitely been a gradual degrading of the sense of the Chumra of Shvua, which caused a reaction that made us be more and more machmer about not allowing people to get shvuas and so on, as even Rashi over here was bringing it. We don't today utilize shvua because of this. And you find many letters throughout the various that talk about how astonished they are that people are willing to take their shvua now, like it's nothing and so on. So therefore, Lemaisa, it's clear that the Torah is not calling somebody who utilizes the Torah's own way of getting his money and or not paying money that he doesn't owe Russia. To the extent that, it's very interesting, there was a shaila asked by Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Imam uses this Gemara. It's such an interesting shaila. Somebody's sick. So he is a chayla shem by sakona, so you're allowed to do a drab on it. Now, he wants to go to a doctor. The doctor isn't frum. So if the doctor isn't frum, he knows the doctor's going to turn on the lights, he'll write down the thing, he'll put on a mishab. So, I mean, he doesn't want to be gerim the person because he's not sick enough to be l'chal Shabbos. Possibly, from his own. And it's an interesting shaila by Rav Moshe had exactly the same question. If you're given shear, and there's goyim that come to the shear, there's no way you tell the goyim to get out from the shear. Are you supposed to not say the shear because it's going to be maksha of the goyim that they're learning Torah, and the chayav misa that they're learning Torah, and not allowed to teach them Torah and so on. Both of them bring a raya, you know, completely without, you know, access to each other's truths from this sugya. So the Rav Moshe said, look, I mean, the Torah gives you the right to go into court, to do your business. Ah, you know, this person is going to make a shvuah sheker because of you. You do your business. And the other person, that's not called lifnei iver, but you're putting a person into position. Putting a person into position is where you have no business of it, and he's going to be nichsha. You have your business to do, and you have your rights to go to Bezit and so on. That's the other guy's problem. That's not your problem. You're sick. You need a doctor. You go to the doctor. The doctor's going to be Michal Shabbos. It's none of your business. The doctor's going to be Michal Shabbos. So the major problem is exactly the same thing. You're giving a shear. You're minding your own business. You're doing what you have a right to do, what you're supposed to do, in taking care of yourself. Somebody else wants to mess up his life because of things for you. That's your business. You're proceeding and doing your thing. It's the same thing. Can you cross the street on Shabbos? Somebody's going to break for you. Maybe you shouldn't cross. Maybe you shouldn't cross the street if there's a car anywhere nearby, because you'll be gearing him to break for the car. He'd say the same thing. So if there is this, don't take the guy to court. Maybe you'll be just published. No, and it'll be your fault. So this sugya is only begetter of having gotten into bed with him in the first place. So over there, there's an element of responsibility. That's what the Rabbi Tam is saying. There's an element of responsibility. What are you getting involved with such a person for? That you should put yourself into a position. But Lamaisa, on the Etzem Hanhaga, the Torah says, yeah, you don't have to worry about the other guy. I mean, this is a classic from reaction. How am I going to go to court? Maybe I'll be guarding him, and then I'll go, so on, right? So that's goofy what they're going to say. That the person has to lead his life. The Torah is giving you drachim on how to lead your life. The fact that as a result of that, there's going to come out such and such, clearly the Torah would never have thought you'd run a court then under those circumstances. It must be, therefore, that that's a correct anhaga. I have the responsibility. The responsibility was a mistake you made earlier, but not the frumkeit in not utilizing the dinim that the Torah gives you to utilize. It's a beautiful psalm. Okay, so now we get to the next piece, the last piece of that braisa, is that kishemashbino to amimel haviyodea shelo al da'atcha, al da'atein, al da'atbezden, and so on. What is the point of saying all of this? As we saw before, it's bishub kanya derava. It's because of that famous case where the guy took the money, hid it inside of his cane, and then gave it to the other guy to hold while he makes the shvua, because he needs to lift his hand up and swear. He says, I gave him every last penny, and sure enough, it was all inside the cane. So therefore, we need to define in advance. The shvua means we're talking about according to the way we will take your statement and what we think is meant, not what you think is meant. So we say, you didn't pay him, it means pay him the way we mean pay him. Now we get into the way in which we learn the mission itself. Okay, so far we've defined the word Shvuat HaDayanim. We define the first two words of the mission. Okay, now we're getting into the next words in the mission. So it says over there, Ha'ta'anash, let's look at the mission and see again the two ways that we could read it. Ha'ta'anash Te'keseh Ve'ahoda'ah B'Shavapruta, which could mean that the amount of the tain initially is a minimum of two gerah, two ma'ah, and the hoda'ah of that amount is a shavapruta, or it could mean the difference between them, the ta'ana has to be two kesef, and the minimum amount that they're arguing about would be that he agreed to pay is a shavapruta, and the minimum amount they remain arguing about is two kesef. The difference between them is always going to be two kesef, where the minimum that was agreed upon was one pruta. It's a different way of reading the Mishnah. And then the next piece would follow how we would understand that. Because We have, that's requirement one, is that we have the amount. Requirement two is that the hoda'ah has to be of the same min as the taina. So you ain't a hoda'ah mi mina ta'ana patur. Now, when the Mishnah says ketzad, the ketzad can be a reference to section A, or the ketzad can be a reference to section B. If it's a reference to section A, then it would be reading like this. Shtei ketzad li biyadecha, you owe me two ma'a, and the guy says, no, I owe you only a pruta. Then you're potter, because the difference between them is not two ketzad. If it's going on section B, then the way to read it would be ketzad. When do we say that the hodah is not mimin hata'ana? If he says shtei ketzad li biyadecha, and the other one says pruta, which is nechoshes, not ketzad, so then it's not mimin hata'ana. It's going on section B. But this would not be a problem in the requirements of section A, because you do have, originally the taina was two ketzad, and the current willingness to repay is one pruta out of those shtei ketzad. Because there's very different ways of learning it. And in fact, this now is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, hata'ana shtei ketzad. Amar Rav, when it says hata'ana shtei ketzad, it means the kvirat hata'ana shtei ketzad. The difference between them has to be a minimum of two ketzad. That's the point. The guy can't be motivated to even a penny out of that shtei ketzad. That's got to always be the amount of the taina above and beyond what the other guy is willing to pay. Not the original taina is shtei ketzev. Because if the original taina was only shtei ketzev, the very fact that the hodah has to be a pruta means that there's no taina, because the taina does not remain shtei ketzev. So the remaining taina after the hodah is shtei ketzev. V'shmuel amar, no. The taina, the original tviyah, is shtei ketzev. If what's left between them is one pruta, that's the point. So the hodah could be on one pruta out of the shtei taina, or it could leave one pruta of the shtei ma'a that was still between you. There's no minimum other than, of course, the minimum value of money, which is a pruta. But there's no minimum that has to remain the difference between you other than a shava pruta. So therefore, the taina atzma shtei ketzev. It wouldn't matter if you lo kafar elav a pruta or lo hoda elav a pruta chayav. Whether he agrees to pay one penny of it or he agrees to pay every last cent except for one penny. It's the same thing. Amar Rava, well, you know, it's interesting that the Mishnah is constructed to seem like Rav is right. But when you look at the Psukim, it seems that Shmuel is right. Let's take a look. Tekamah seems to give us into Rav. The Mishnah seems to work out better like Rav because the Mishnah says, Hata'ana shtei ketzev, ve'ahoda'ah shava pruta. Now, in fact, if it was trying to tell us what the remaining difference would be between them, well, it doesn't say anything about that, does it? Kvirat ta'ana pruta lo katani. I mean, the way Shmuel is learning it, then what the Mishnah is really trying to tell us is that the difference between the ta'ana and the hoda'ah is one pruta. But that's not what it says. It addresses separately a ta'ana and a hoda'ah. So it means that apparently the difference between them is shtei ketzev. And the tna'nani, ha'hoda'ah bipruta, it talks about the hoda'ah being pruta. It doesn't say the kvira could be bipruta. I mean, the way Shmuel is learning, it's always a question of kvira and hoda'ah either way. All you have to tell me is that the kvira and the hoda'ah, the difference between them is a prut. It doesn't say that in either case. That sounds like Ra. The pasuk, on the other hand, is more mashma like Shmuel. D'chsiv ki yitein ish areyeh or kesev o kelim lishmor. The whole way we got the idea of two kesev is from this pasuk. Is the comparison of kesev and kelim. It's because it's telling me that the same way that it mentions kelim in the Lashon Rabim, which means a minimum of two kelim. So when it says kesev, it means a minimum of two minimal coins, a minimal gera, in other words, a minimum kesef coin. And furthermore, ma kesef davar chashuv, just like kesef by definition has an innate value, that otherwise it's not called kesef anymore. So this is the concept of a valuable piece of money. We're not looking at just a pruta. So av kol davar chashuv, so to anything else besides kelim. As kelim can be valuable because they're usable. And there's nothing as valuable as the use. My kingdom for a horse could easily be my kingdom for a safety pin. If you're in a spaceship that needs a safety pin in this particular position, right? Okay, so So, in other words, it's not shaykh to talk about Dover Chosh, but not that something is a kli. That's its chashiva. So, in the same way that then we're going to say, though, what about other things? Do other things need, I mean, maybe it's just a value. So, something that isn't chashiv, but it's an object, it's not a coin. So, what's the din over there? They say, no. If it were just a shavu pruta, then the Torah wouldn't have said kesef. I mean, so in other words, just like the kesef is a dover chashuv, other things that aren't kalim can't just be something of a value of a shavu pruta just because they're like kalim. They don't have a specific use. It's a piece of firewood. It's not a kli. So then it has to be also chashuv.
So Rembrandt?
Yeah, Rembrandt is fine. We call Amar Achamana, ki hu zeh. Now, where do we learn out that is, it's talking about motive and mixes of taina? It's this pasuk. Because the guy looks at the thing that he was tovea, ki yitei shereyo kesef ekeli. And then somebody says, ki hu zeh, right? So what's ki hu zeh? This is the part that I owe you, not all of this. So in other words, the element is in front of them. Let's say they have a chart. This is what I'm being tovea. He said, no. It's this part, not that part. So then that means that the part has been limited in the above-mentioned ta'ana. And the whole marker of the part, how do we know this? We didn't pick it out of a hat. It says it in the pasuk, kesef okeli. So then the same pasuk is talking about the ki hu zeh, because it's a reference back to the pasuk before, ki teni shorayehu. So I don't understand. How did Rav learn the pasuk? I mean, it's saying ki hu zeh. Got to be out of the original taina, says Rav. Well, you're being very literal in your pasuk. I mean, I think the way to understand the pasuk is not that it's a reference to a specific case; it's a reference to an abstraction. And all it's telling us is that Ahumi Boyle Lahozada Miktata Tana. It's just coming to say that out of a certain amount, I am pointing to a different amount within it. That's all, but not to be a aforementioned case. So, and Shmuel says, well, what, there's two issues over here. It says, ki hu zeh. I mean, so that is two issues, isn't it? I mean, so then you're pointing to this element of it and that element of it. So, ksiv hu, or ksiv zeh. The kofa b'miksat, v'odi b'miksat chayav. It's a reference to this thing. And Rav says, no. There's a reason why it says it this way. Because you want to know the din of the abstraction of motive and mikzah, right? Okay, so fine. So it says kihu, but it also you want to know that it has to be miminatana, don't you? That it has to be of the same type of thing. Not that we abstract the value. Somebody says I gave you tea kettles, and the other guy says it was pumpkins, and now well, what's the difference? The point is the tea kettles are worth $100, and the pumpkins are worth $50. No, therefore it has to say zeh. We're talking about the same thing, but it wouldn't say zeh. We wouldn't know that. So we have two abstractions, but not references to a case. And Shmuel says, well, you know, it's all very nice to speak in abstractions, but the abstractions are being derived from the case that the pasuk is talking about. I mean, I don't understand. Why do you remove it from the context of the pasuk? La b'meila shamat minei zechosro la taina. I don't understand, but what is the ki hu zeh? The ki hu zeh of the ki teni shereyehu kesef okeli mishmor. I mean, so I don't understand why you're removing it from the pasuk just because you want to universalize it. Fine, tell me it teaches us universal. I agree with you 100%. Teaches us universal. But it's giving us the example of universal in the context of the pasuk in which I'm chaser from the taina. Hello, I'm going to call you. You're right. It says right now. The Gemara says that can't be Rav. The Rav must say it like this, that the word kesev in this pasuk didn't need to be said at all. What do we mean, ki teni shorayehu kesev okelim? The point over here is that the word kesev is gufa coming to tell me that we're talking about what they're arguing about, not what the original taina is. And this is how Rav looks at it. The imkain, if it's a reference to the original taina, so why does it say, ki teni shorayehu kelim lishmor? And I'd say to myself, I don't mean, okay, kelim lishmor, so there needs to be two items, so my kelim shnayim, of course shnayim. What do I need kesef for? So kesef because of Rechman Olam Ali, I tell you that the meaning of the kesef is that the kesef is talking about not the taina per se, but rather the difference between them that remains after the hoda'ah. Because imeinu inyan the ta'ana, tzneu inyan the kvira. There's two different things being discussed here. The Shmuel Amalek, the Shmuel, hold on a second. I needed to tell me halacha. What are you telling me? What is it needed for? So I would have said, fine, my kelim shnayim, my kol shnayim. Two pieces of firewood. where would I say it has to be necessarily a Dabrach Chashem? I'd say, these are fireworks, or the words of Shabbat Pruta is also something. Therefore, I need to say, Tess, have you tell me? No, it's not just over here in Indian of Shabbat Pruta. It's also the Indian of Chashiva. It's on the Mela, Kamash Malan, both things. So you can't now make a general rule that we're talking about over here, the Tviyah, plus the difference between them of the Tviyah. Tosfos goes into, according to Rav, where indeed do we know the din? I mean, Shmuel seems to have a good point. And, okay, so Tosfos goes through that Rav, the Maisa, can derive the entire thing from Kelim. Because by definition, as I said it before, the very fact that we don't have the requirement for value in Kelim above a Shabbat Pruta is gufa because Kelim are Chashim, because of their use. So if the whole marker would have been Kelim, of course they would have known that it has to be Dabrach Chashim. Why would I know for Kelim itself? Okay, to make that fit into the sugya, it does have to go through quite a few limudim. But we didn't get up to there yet. When we get there, Mr. Shabbat, we'll look back at this. Right, okay, so this is now as a machlokes. This now we want to see how it applies to the rest of the Mishnah. So what's the next piece? It's not. Shtei kesev yesh liviyadecha en liviyadi en lecha viyadi ala puta patur. Ah! Why patur? This seems to be a perfect example of the Mishnah. You said, two kesev is the taina, one pruta is the odah, and then you go ahead and you say, and therefore, if you made a taina of two kesev, and he gave odah one pruta, you're patur. What? Ella, obviously the Mishnah's telling me, that wait a minute, what we meant by two kesef was the difference of two kesef, not that the entire thing was two kesef. So that's a riot to Rav. So the very next words of the Mishnah are a tiyuf tev Shmuel. My time, why are you put in this case? La bishum de chasrala ta'ana, the tiyuf tev Shmuel. I mean, isn't it because now you don't have two kesef between them? You have two kesef minus a pruta between them. So this, the Mishnah itself is a riot of Shmuel's wrong. What do you think? This part is a reference to the first section about Pruta and Kesef? It's a reference to the second question about whether it has to be Minatana. That was the last thing the Mishnah said. So when it says Kesef, it's referring to the last thing that I just said to you. You have to have the Tana, Mimin, the Hodah, Minatana. So therefore, you should know that if a guy says, I have Kesef, and the other guy says, nah, it's just Pruta, what did you think? The guy was talking about Shoveh? You think he was talking about an abstract value? The value of Tumah. And the other guy says, no, the value of one Pruta. No! They were talking about Kesev, they were saying. And there, the other guy's talking about the Choshes, the Davka Katani. And therefore, Masha Ta'ano, Lo Hodalo. Umasha Odalo, Lo Ta'ano. They weren't talking about coins, and they weren't talking about abstractions at all. So he was saying that Gufa, there's this amount of real kesev that I gave you. That's the point. But then, so how do you learn the rest of the Mishnah? Yofi Ema Seifa. Shtei kesev upruta yeshli biyadecha. Ein lecha biyadi ela pruta. Yeah. Now, that's exactly what Rob said. Exactly. I mean, it's beautiful. The Mishnah first talks about the case where the difference between them is two kesev minus a pruta. And it says, in that case, your potter. To show us that Rav is right. And then it takes the next case and says, but if he said it was two kesef plus a pruta, and the guy said the pruta, and now the difference between them is fake kesef, then you're fired. I mean, if that isn't Rav, I don't know what is. I mean, according to Shmuel, you haven't changed anything. It's still not miminat ta'ana. The guy wants kesef, and you're not agreeing to the kesef at all. Okay, but not everybody agrees with that, but in the end. So yeah, let's just see what it's saying. Yeah, but Bishlema Shaveh, tell me, we're talking about values. The difference between the first case and the second case is whether there was a difference of two kesef b'neihem. Okay, Mishumachi Chayev. But Yamid Dafka, you got the same problem again. Why would you be Chayev if he means literally silver, and then the guy's copper? Masha ta'ano lo hodalo, umasha hodalo lo ta'ano. Hey, wait, excuse me, did you forget who we're talking about here? Talking about Shmuel. If this would be anybody else, you could ask that. But it happens to be that Shmuel says, Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that in a case where a guy is tovea two things, and you agree to him as one out of those two things, it's viewed as hoda'a mimina ta'ana. Even though you could say, I'm a sin, but there was a motive of call on one thing, and there was a code of a call on the other thing. There's no motive of mixas. Because after all, we're not looking at the total values, are we? We're looking at the items. Nonetheless, Shmuel Shita is that we look at the Tviyah. Now, you're right, it's not the values. But we look at the Tviyah as one thing. So the Tviyah included two elements, one of which are Modin, So then that's part of the time. That's motive in Minatana. So therefore, according to Shmuel, it's brilliant too, because then the Mishnah is coming to explain that if it was stay kesef plus a food, not because of the value, but because if there were two different elements in the tviah, so then the hoda'ah to one of those elements is the motive of mitzvah. And that's good for what the Mishnah is coming to explain. So according to Shmuel, you have tremendous chidushim in the Mishnah in expressing the din of Ketzad about the second clause, that it has to be Miminatana. And according to Rav, you have a beautiful depiction in the Mishnah of don't make the mistake of Shmuel, of thinking that the Tana is just the original Tana. Complete. I mean, it's such an ingenious thing to see the way Rebbe can construct the Mishnah that has totally different ways of understanding it. Both ways make absolutely perfect sense, consistent with completely different machlokas, and you'll never know. Mamish, amazing. And the Gemara says this is, that the Mishnah contains 13 different approaches. I mean, we rarely see them, right? Rebbe himself had a hard time remembering. It was old Meisha with the Koveis who reminded him that because he had been listening under the window, he repeated to him, like, but the Mishnah itself is so incredibly well constructed that it retains in it much of the variations of Tarsha Baal Peh, even though he was writing it down. That's Thomas. When it comes out, it is so gorgeous. It's like it's, you know, like you just, wow. It's, no, you're right. You're both right. What do I say? You're both absolutely right. Yeah. Fine. So now it ends up that we don't have any riot then. And the truth is, you know what? Achinami Mistaga. Actually, you know, if you think about it, it even makes more sense to say that it was an issue over here of not value, but rather actual metal. Because the mission later on talks about Litra Zahav. It says, Litra Zahav Yeshli Biadecha. The guy says, no, it's not Zahav, it was Kesef. He's Potter. So, obviously, I mean, why is he Potter? I mean, the difference between them is enormous. And the original Tviyah, the Haudah, is enormous. I mean, it's nothing to do with Shtei Kesef and Prusa. So, obviously, what we're talking about over there is not that they're not arguing here in values. So, yeah, if you're going to tell me that the Tana means, look, when I say gold, I mean gold. When I say silver, I mean silver. Not money. When I say kesef, but I say pruta, I mean when I copper is copper. So you're going to tell me that that's true, and that would explain why it's potter over here, which is the way Shmuel is learning. But if you're going to tell me that the Tana is always referring to values, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, a litra, God, that's a lot of money you're talking about. That's like 350 grams of pure gold. So litra to the hobby. So shouldn't I conclude from that since the seifa is a reference to metals, the ratio is also a reference to metals, in this case, not gold and silver, but silver and copper. So, sounds like Shmuel is right. So, let me talk to you after the Rav. Does that prove that Rav is wrong? Oh, look at Rav. Rav says, of course not. The entire Mishnah is talking about shove up until this point, obviously. When you're talking about litra, you start talking about weights. I mean, what do weights have to do with? There's no coin called the litra zav. So of course, this case is a case of weights and not coinage. So litra zav is shiny. And of course I'm right. The rest of the mission is talking about coins. What do you mean it's talking about metal? Hey, that if it's any safer, I understand how you guys even read a Mishnah. The Mishnah continues on to talk about values of coins. Now, dinner zahavli biyadecha. And look up yada yada, dinner kesev. Last time I heard, kesev and zahav were two different metals. And then it goes on to say, or you could say a tracius or a pundian or a pruta. Now we got three different metals here. And you're telling me that that's okay. Chayev. Is the fair shakol min madbeachate? So obviously, what are we talking about, man? Metals? He had a bishling a shove. You're going to tell me that we assume when a person makes such a statement, he's talking about something with the value of X. He couldn't care less what metal it's in. Mishumachi chayav. That explains why you're chayav. You're going to try giving me the shtick of Shmuel over here. So what, we're talking about metal? So obviously, I'm a dak, I'm a chayav. How would Shmuel understand? Shmuel understands that. Why is that any different than the first statement in the Mishnah? Shtei kesef versus pruta. What's the difference between that and the dinner zav versus a pruta? Could you explain that to me? Okay, we'll see tomorrow how Shmuel is going to deal with this. But this is a real cliffhanger here.
Well, it's also really
cool.
They have a little
connection
here as well.
And when the doctor,
if
he's not confirmed,
no, that's good for what he's
doing. I'm going to leave my animal in the water if there's grain there. You can tell me about anything.
I mean, why is it different than
Funda? Why is it different than anything?
What is this mean?
Well, first of all, technically speaking, lifnei iver is really only in a case where it's trei avodah, where it's only because of the iver. Not just time, but you know, the person could have gotten hold of the yisr, do the yisr anyway. But definitely not literally lifnei iver. The question is, the sugya comes from all of those sugyas that. Is it more like it's like you're accepting that kind of thing. But I think that enafinami, if it wouldn't be that Chazal made a specific takana in that issue, that we never would have been mocked and not parking an animal by a guy. It's because Chazal wanted us to be aware of those issues. It's also by Gea Korbanis and so on. But I don't think that normally we would have said that. Maybe any differently than the Rebbe did. It's a very good question. It could be a special type of thing.
Let's say a woman singing. She's singing if a guy
is going to try it. That could be true. So, except that where that's the thing that is the norm is a given that people
don't
come
to.
No, but it's not defined by that. Over here, a play is defined by having an audience of male and female. That's what a play is. I mean, there's no such thing as a play only for males. What the doctor does, I mean, if he doesn't want to turn on the light, he wants to write, anyway, he wants to give you something instead of writing it down in his books, he can certainly do so. I'm not being disastrous in your question. It's definitely its own view.
And everything is sneezes, and everything is sort of just if you say that. But really
no, that's for you. It's sneezes, is not for me.
Sneezes
is for you.
But it's saying it sneezes wasn't just for you.
Sneezes wasn't just. In other words, let's say somebody is singing in their home and the people may come sneaking up to the window to listen because she has a beautiful voice. And that's not, it's not quite nuts, you know. But it's definitely its tone viewer. The details definitely tone.
Back when we were arrested on Pesach and they had a Jewish cop who was talking to give him information and we
Well, I don't know. The only thing that he can do is do the fill. I mean, he's not interested in the information. He's interested in writing out his form. That may be different. So here the point is that you're going to a doctor who will determine that that's the way he's going to handle it. Even though it certainly doesn't require that, he can just give you the medicine. So it's like not that. That's what I'm saying. It's not the case.
The
they're not just
saying
over now. What's that?
An issue is the fact that he may not necessarily.
No, it's the fact that it's not innate in what needs to be done. There's no kol shav innately. That's not what he's asking you for. You're asking to give me a pill, and he's saying I don't give pills unless I write out a whole thing by the cop. There's nothing else that he's supposed to do except. So that's what you're there for, is to have him fill out his form. So it's not the same thing. Send me by giving the shear. I mean, the goyim come in then, and you know, certainly give shear without goyim. Okay, it's a complex figure, no question about it.